The Digital Transformation for Government podcast series is brought to you by Thundercat Technology and Veritas Technologies. In each episode, we will shine a light into how government leaders and IT employees can tackle some of the most pressing data management and security needs today and into the future. In 2017, WannaCry, one of the most infamous ransomware attacks, took over businesses, government agencies, and individual systems, knocking them offline and holding their files for ransom. In the federal arena, these types of attacks can completely shut down government networks, rendering day-to-day work obsolete, and can also be fodder for negative press headlines. In this episode of the Digital Transformation for Government podcast series, we are speaking with Kurt Stege, Chief Technology Officer at Thundercat Technology, and Mike Mallaret, Sales Engineering Director, U.S. Public Sector Sales, Defense, and Intel Communities at Veritas, about how federal IT and cyber employees can best protect their agencies from ransomware attacks. And Kurt and Mike, how are you both doing today?
Great. How are you?
Yep, doing great. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for joining us today. And Kurt, let's start with you. You know, for the on-the-ground IT and cyber employees, ransomware attacks are surely a challenge that keeps them up at night. And overall, how should they be thinking about tackling this issue?
You know, nice to be here, Matt. Just, you know, I think the really important thing to think about here, and I think it leads into the rest of the discussion here, is that, you know, specifically for the on-ground IT cyber employees, the best way for the folks to look at it is through the data protection lens. Things like, you know, unified DLP, pervasive logging, visibility into theirs, and, you know, understanding how you can be affected. Because I think, as you mentioned also in the introduction, you know, ransomware, like, you know, things like WannaCry, which shut down the entire UK's healthcare system in 2017, and the well-publicized attacks in Ukraine, which shut down their electrical grid. All these things are things that are sort of present, and understanding what's out there, you know, from a data protection standpoint, so that you can make sure that you protect against those things.
Excellent. Thanks for those insights there, Kurt. And let's switch over to Mike. Tell us about NetBackup and how this solution can provide the unified data protection that's needed in these situations.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So Veritas NetBackup has been around for multiple decades, continues to expand its capabilities as well as its offering, and is going through a complete modernization in order to have a very intuitive, easy to use interfaces, and, you know, has a complete capability to be automated to in its capabilities through intelligent policies. But NetBackup itself has been in Gartner's Magic Quadrant as one of the leaders for every year since the inception of that particular Magic Quadrant by Gartner. We continue to be the front runner with industry-leading market share. We're currently about 10 to 11 points higher than our next closest competitor, sitting right around 25% market share. In a very crowded field, that's a significant market share. We protect over 500 different data sources, so it has the broadest capability of any platform that's out there for being able to protect the entire enterprise. So entities looking for a single solution to be able to support their data protection needs, we can do it all, whether it be on-premise, cloud, hybrid, et cetera, any of the government clouds we're capable of supporting too as well. And we also have NetBackup packaged up with the hardware in the form of our NetBackup appliances, which brings some additional security capabilities to the product in order to support the initiatives in the ransomware arena.
That's great. And if you don't mind, Mike, let's keep in this vein, but step back just a little bit. So overall, in your opinion, what are the five actions that federal IT and cyber employees can take right now to protect their networks?
So from our perspective, we look at NetBackup as being an integral component of an overall data protection strategy, right? We don't see any one solution from any vendor being the silver bullet that can actually solve all ransomware attacks. We tell our customers, our existing NetBackup customers, that there are five steps that they should take. Number one is harden the NetBackup servers. We talked previously about the NetBackup appliances. Our NetBackup appliances come out with regular updates that allow for continuous patching and hardening of those NetBackup services when they're deployed as the appliances. Otherwise, customers need to manage the operating system and other capabilities on their own. In addition to that, we always advise our customers to continually update to the latest NetBackup software, because we're adding new security features and enhancements on a regular basis. For example, in our appliances, we have the ability for write process being locked down to specific Veritas processes with an inability for any other solution, such as a ransomware attack, to actually overwrite the backup solutions. That can also be orchestrated through third-party solutions for customers who are building their own net backup environment. Additionally, we're introducing write protection at the disk layer, which would allow for WORM, where it's write once, read many, for being able to have an additional insurance policy against being able to back up. You know, the other thing is it's a very imperative that people execute backups regularly and actually look at ensuring that the backups are running, right? So if you're running backups regularly, there are many things and many factors within a customer's environment which can cause failure for backups to occur. We see this especially in the federal government space where the network security can be changed, and then all of a sudden it can actually disrupt whether it be application services or even a backup capability to protect those workloads, right? So it's important to always stay on top of it, and then it's always important to continue to test restores. That would be the fourth step. So running periodic tests on making sure that you can do restores of existing backup environments is key to our customer base. And the last thing we do is we look at it from an enterprise standpoint of being able to add additional endpoint security for data protection of the edge devices, which may store information that may not necessarily be centrally located and backed up in the data center. So we recommend deploying Carbonite in conjunction with your net backup strategy. And this allows you to actually restore critical information that might be retained on individual endpoint devices, including laptops and desktops or disconnected users, et cetera, right?
Excellent. Great insights there, Mike. Thank you so much for that. And let's shift over to Kurt. Kurt, if you don't mind, tell us about how the ThunderCat technology and Veritas partnership can really help federal IT and cyber employees when it comes to ransomware attacks.
Sure, Matt. I think it's been mentioned before, but ThunderCat has always been one of Veritas's leading partners in the federal space for many years at this point. And as Mike was talking about, we work with Veritas and other vendors in the space as well to really ensure a holistic view of your information out there. So make sure that the proper security is available to the agency, you know, within our enterprise partners, you know, like Veritas, as well as other solutions which would integrate with that to provide an overall data protection strategy for that agency.
That's great. That's great. And of course, as we all know, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to the kind of day-to-day federal IT and cyber employees. So if you don't mind, tell us about some of the resources that these professionals should be reviewing about these types of attacks. And I understand there's a number of Veritas white papers, et cetera. And perhaps we'll start with Mike on that one.
Correct. So probably one of the easiest ways to find it is just do a simple search, whether it be on Bing, Google, et cetera. Two words, Veritas ransomware. This would lead you to the site, which is www.veritas.com/protection/ransomware. And that will allow you to actually download some of our latest materials, which were created within the last 2 months, focusing on what Veritas's key capabilities are and how you actually incorporate Veritas into your overall ransomware/data protection strategy.
Excellent. Awesome. Kurt, anything else to add to that in terms of resources?
Yeah, for sure. You know, in addition to that, I think, you know, all of this stuff is really sits around, you know, the good security habits that are out there as well. There are a couple of really nice papers put together. One's through the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, a DHS agency out there, which is uscert.gov/ransomware. It also talks about, it actually works really well with some of the things Mike was saying before about, you know, making sure that your software uses the principle of least privilege to all systems and services, restricting these so that it runs what it needs to run and not additional things. Too often we see things where service type accounts have full administrative rights. Make sure that it's running what it can run, you know, doing things like application whitelisting, spam filters, you know, and firewall blocking malicious IP addresses, because that's where the ransomware is coming in from. An education plan is always good in terms of that. And these things are recommended by folks like the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, as well as there's also a really nice ransomware paper written by the FBI. It's called Ransomware for CISOs, Ransomware Protection and Response for CISOs. It's within FBI documents. You can just search it saying FBI ransomware. Same thing with the other one, just say DHS ransomware in your search engine of choice.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, you know, Kurt and Mike, this has been a great podcast, and we're at the anything else to add question here at the end, and maybe we'll start with Mike. Mike, anything else to add today or anything we may have missed?
Yeah, in addition to the Veritas Net Backup capabilities, we also have some other solutions within our portfolio such as our Information Studio and Data Insights capabilities, which all leads to what we would call, you know, the insights part of our portfolio. And these are solutions that actually help identify rogue types of data that may exist within the environment and also allow you to do classification. We have seen these tools actually discover ransomware that exists in customers' environments live as part of POCs, and they've been shocked to be able to find that information in such a way. So as part of a comprehensive strategy, look to Veritas for more than just the data protection and the recovery, the restoration at scale to be able to recover from a ransomware attack. It can also help as part of your overall strategy through some of those other product portfolios. And you can find more on Veritas.com about that.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. Kurt, anything else to add?
Sure. A couple little things here. Hopefully it won't go too long here, but there's so many things to talk about when we kind of hit these. As Mike was saying, you know, it's really all about the data. You will be attacked no matter who you are. At some point, there's going to be an attack come in. Know where your important data is. How do you know how you're going to protect that data? You know, is it resilient? Can you recover that information? You know, educate on this with your users, educate coworkers on this and monitor those things. And the other little bit that kind of gets missed a lot is where some of the vulnerabilities occur is in the DevOps space. There's so many open source components used throughout the government landscape, throughout, you know, government and commercial landscape. I'm ensuring that repositories that you have, where you're storing these bits and pieces of open source code, ensuring that they're scanned and make sure that the scripts are safe through the use of policy-based tools out there to understand where your vulnerabilities are and then to mitigate those risks.
Okay, perfect. Well, I think that is a wrap for this exclusive Digital Transformation for Government podcast interview, where we spoke with Kurt Stege, Chief Technology Officer at Thundercat Technology, and Mike Mallaret, Sales Engineering Director, U.S. Public Sector Sales, Defense and Intel Communities at Veritas. And these two executives were kind enough to share insights into how federal IT and cyber employees can best protect their agencies from ransomware attacks. And Kurt and Mike, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Digital Transformation for Government podcast series brought to you by Thundercat Technology and Veritas Technologies. To learn more about how Thundercat and Veritas can help your agency to accelerate its digital transformation and solve pressing IT and operational challenges, please visit thundercattech.com/Veritas.